voir les musiciens, voir les magiciens.
Well, I've been in Paris for 15 years. I came over as a secondment from my company. Liked it so much in Paris, I decided I didn't want to go back again after the 2 years. After about 5 years at that job, I was made redundant. And I was just sort of looking around, obviously for a new job, but also for interesting things to do. And I found in the FUSAC, that's France USA Contacts, a British author living in Paris who was advertising for people to come and read his plays, because he liked to hear what they sounded like. And so I thought, oh, this sounds fun. So about 20 of us replied to the ad, and it whittled down to about six. And we used to meet at his flat, one room flat, all crowded around one copy of the script, because he didn't have a computer. He had an old Remington typewriter smothered in Tippex. But we had good fun.
It's like a housewife.
It's after a home. You don't find them in hotels.
And they were good plays. And then when he left, I thought, well, that was good. That was positive. It was constructive. So I advertised in the FUSAC for authors. And I got them. And I've been getting them ever since. That was 8.5 years ago. And I've been running this every other Sunday for the last 8.5 years. Never running out of authors.
Alexi's got one other question as well around page 52.
Which scene?
Moving parts gives a deadline to people who write, who may not be professional writers in the sense they may not make a living from it. The quality of the people who act here is good. I've been at things in moving parts which have been very interesting. I've been at things in moving parts where, I was wondering if I could get out before the end, That's inevitable because that's part of the function of moving parts. It's not, people are not paying to go to the theatre, so they are taking the risk, as it were. And, the quality, in my opinion, is surprisingly high.
Because our purpose is to improve the author's work. So an author brings a play in any state. It could be one he's just started, it could be one he's been stuck with for years, just brought it out of the drawer, it's been there for years. Could be one he's ready to put on stage, but hasn't ever heard it. And so that's what we provide, is a reading by professional actors, and then feedback by the audience afterwards. And the author always gets a lot out of that.
I think the population, Anglophone population in Paris is about 100,000 or something. So it's quite an active literary scene here, an Anglophone literary scene. So it's a valuable, it's one of the valuable foci in the literary scene.
So this is called Eden Hotel, otherwise Room 2. It's an open space.
This play, which is going to be performed tonight in the Cars Pub, is my fourth play. I wrote 12 plays until now, and this one is called Eden Hotel in French, which became in English Room for Two. Room for Two, Eden Hotel. And it's translated by John Paval. Room for Two, it's everything happens, takes place in one room of a hotel, which is kind of anonymous hotel somewhere, and some people arrive there, and lots of them are couples. It could be lovers, but also father and son, mother and father, and that kind of people. And all those people, something happens very important.
Celebrity rape. The facts. What well-known singer raped a fan in his hotel after a concert? Investigation, get an interview with the victim, and if possible, with her mother, friends,
lawyer. Mind if I take a shower?
Fine, whatever.
You've done in 5 minutes.
We also have to interview the doctors who reported the rape, find out to what extent she was...
Community of actors, certainly Anglophone actors in Paris, is limited. But we don't only do plays in English, we also do plays in French. That's more difficult, my number of contacts with French actors who are prepared to give their services free of charge is very much more limited. Anglophone actors are much more used to doing something for free in order to be seen. It's so much more important to be on stage. You never know who's in the audience. Somebody might see you and offer you a job. The French don't seem to have that same culture.
And all of a sudden, his eyes light up, and he starts chasing after me and tries to talk to me, stuttering and stammering, and I'm like, what was that? Oh, on TV last night? That could be, but I never watched my own show.
Yeah, there's nothing you wouldn't do to be famous.
My name is Sheila Corin Tissot. I'm American origin. I've been here since 1975. It's easier than counting the years. And about 5 or 6 years ago, I started getting interested in the play readings because it's another way of keeping on my toes, analyzing new English texts, working on my English, making sure I'm not getting too much Franglais and Fringlish, because my Franglais has slowly become Fringlish. And it's a way of continuing my training at the same time, because I do train all the time here as well.
The sky is filled with stars that are the spittle of the Lord. The three kings set off on the road with their hands filled with myrrh and never got lost. The incense of life itself burns.
It's brought a lot to me, because it's important for an actor to put himself, herself, in front of a public, even if it's for a reading. We try to do more than just a reading. Generally here, we try to have one read through like that, and then we try to, in the afternoon before the more or less staged reading, we try to walk through it here to straighten out some problems and also to check out the text. Sometimes even some of the plays that have gone through one or two play readings here over a period of time have been done elsewhere. So it's a work in progress in a way. It's a way for authors to listen to their texts coming out of the mouths of actors, because our job as actors is to breathe life into a text. So we change the punctuation. We
5 minutes, I was stressed out.
I think that's a service for writers.
You'd say, stop hanging around, Dad. Go out. See a movie or something. Go. Visit the neighbors, take a walk in the park, whatever, but stop watching me.
I just hope he hasn't caught it. Just cold out there.
What are you talking about?
The French are very much less used to this kind of work, and at the beginning they would just sort of applaud and go. But now they're just starting to come round to the idea that this play is here to be improved. It's for feedback, and we're not obliged to like it. Now it's your turn to give some feedback to the author. Let him know what you felt about that play. I could hear you giggling, so you obviously enjoyed it.
To deal with my own particular experience, the first play I put on a year and a half ago was actually not... There weren't that many people. The feedback was good. The second thing I did last October went down very, very well indeed.
I don't understand the whole ambiance of the hotel.
Change. I thought the second half was... There was definitely more dialogue.
It seems like it has almost a Russian Dostoevsky approach. You get every character has, you know, his own little life there. I mean,
there's so much there. This is just a suggestion. Maybe you can have some of these scenes take place in the hotel bar or the hotel lobby. Because some of the...
So yes, the feedback is good because you have a very diverse audience of people. Different backgrounds and different, and I have seen once or twice some authors in moving parts get very defensive because the usual procedure is the piece is over and then the author gets up and takes questions or takes flack or whatever. And I have seen one or two people get very defensive. I don't see the point of that, because okay, it's your baby, but it's actually a tryout. Qui arrivent les comédiens ont installé leur tréteau, ils ont dressé leur estrade étendue des calicots. Les comédiens ont parcouru les faubourgs.